Blog Talk Radio.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
The screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind.
Said it, we are. This is Rock Nation. Pledge your allegiance. This chopper season. All black, everything. Black cars, all black, everything. And our girls are blackbirds. Riding with they cylinders. I can't more in depth if you boys really real enough. This is not familiar. I'll explain later. But for now, let me get back to this paper. I'm a couple bands down and I'm trying to get back. I gave the grip. I lost a flip of 5 stacks. Yeah, I'm talking 5,60. Got zero hitter. Back to running surface realm, niggas. Now we squared up. Hold up.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I keep doing my own thing. Walking tall against the rain. Victory's within the mile. Almost there, don't give a foul. Only thing that's on my mind is who we're on this town tonight.
In a dark Caesar, we follow the leader. So Eric B, we are microphone fiend. It's the return of the God, peace God. Ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin Martella on the table screaming. Fuck the other side, they jealous. We got a banquet full of bras, they got a table full of fellas.
Yeah.
And they ain't spending no cake. They should throw their hand in, cause they ain't got no space. My whole team got dough, so my bank account is looking like millionaires, bro.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care. I keep doing my own thing. Walking tall against the rain. Victory's within the mile. Almost there, don't give up now. Only thing that's on my mind is who won.
You could go from being Joe Blow to everybody on your dick, no homo. I bought my whole family whips, no Volvos. Next time I'm in church, please, no photos. Police escorts, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asks for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for, to push a fucking rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I could spend my whole life goodwill hunting. Only good gon' come if you good when I'm coming. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two V-stings. And I'm beasting off the re-sling. And my nigga just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that you do bring. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. Reebok, baby, you need to try some new things. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a mate? What? Baby, these wheels. You tripping when you ain't sipping. Have a refill. You're feeling like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lessie Less, live in the building, and you already know what it is, man. We going to get it crack-a-lackin' today. You already know what it is. It's Friday, and remember, it's September 11th, and we definitely want to have a moment of silence, you know what I'm saying, for those lost ones that we lost in September 11th, you know, at the Pentagon and at the Twin Towers, you know what I'm saying? So we want to have a moment of silence for those who we lost, you know what I'm saying, honestly. So, you know, we definitely want to pray again for those families that lost a loved one during this, you know, historical day and tragic day, you know what I'm saying? We definitely want to, you know, have a moment of silence. So we're going to give, you know, a moment of silence real quick to basically, you know, remember those. So those who lost somebody in September 11th, you know what I'm saying, and you just want to, you know what I'm saying, you know, shout them out and you just remember them, you can call in at 347-826-7722. We're looking back at September 11th and honoring those who were fallen soldiers in that situation, you know what I'm saying? It was a tragic situation, and we definitely want to, you know, give them praise. And all the people that helped, you know what I'm saying, to try to save the people that were going through that whole situation. But you know what I'm saying, God is good all the time. We want to thank our sponsors, Strictly Bump One, Clothing Line. We want to thank Diverse Media Group, LLC. We want to thank Lil Flip, definitely, for coming through yesterday and blessing us on the show. You already know what it is, man. We going to play his new joint, Fly Boy, in the building on New Music Friday. You know what I'm saying, some new artist joint. You already know what it is, man. You can call if you want to be part of the panel and get it cracking. All day, every day, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, all day. But you already know what we got to do. We got to go to a quick commercial, man. You know what I'm saying? A quick commercial. Shout out to my man, Black Al Capone, Randy CZ. You already know what it is, man. But we're going to go ahead and go to these commercials because we got to pay the bills.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com.
That's HustleEvents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. But when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. I'm telling you, I got some stuff for y'all, some new music. So, you know what I'm saying? Keep your ear close. You already know what it is, man. Your girl, Lushy, you know, in the building. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day. But you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling like I'm the number one.
Number one.
Back when I've been here, girl.
Yo, it's your girl, Leslie,
Leslie. For the hottest hip-hop and R&B tracks, hit up crackbeats.net. You got that fire. For producers, be sure to cop that exclusive sound kit containing over 9,000 professional sounds at crackbeats.net.
You're listening to Lush Radio. Lush Radio on.
What's up, Queen? You really looking fine tonight. The jeans got that ass really shining bright. I know it's dark up in this pitch black room, and that booty is standing out just like a big fat moon. And I wouldn't mind gripping it with both palms. The way you kicking on the floor is looking so calm. But stop trying to look so reserved, cause the night is the night for you to show them curves. I know you got it, I can see it in your attitude. It would've changed up your mood if you had to do. Behind you, it get the grinding on your butt. It get the gripping on them hips like you wanna.
Gonna get on the floor and do the fool with it. And show these cats that you know what to do with it. Gonna get on the floor and do the fool with it. And show these ladies that you know what to do with it. Gonna get on the floor and do the fool with it. And show these cats that you know what to do with it. And gonna get on the floor and do the fool with it. And show these ladies that you know what to do with it.
They want one little hater in the crowd, put your pistol up. You ain't got a flash, but it's just a butt. And there's plenty more of them when you discover that. They'll let it give her energy to another cat. Get a grip, don't trip, and just move on. Find another bad little breeze and get your groove on. If you ain't noticed, man, the place is packed. Trying to calm you down, you done made me waste the track. And don't tell me that it's not the truth, cause I spent my whole verse playing Dr. Ruth. And it's a big ass crowd, so once you go in it, and the song will be over in one more minute.
Gonna get on the flow and do the fool with it, and show these cats that you know what to do with it. Gonna get on the flow and do the fool with it, and show these ladies that you know what to do with it. Gonna get on the flow and do the fool with it, and show these cats that you know what to do with it. And gonna get on the flow and do the fool with it, and show these ladies that you know what to do with it.
On our hands, people.
Big witty.
Alright now, alright now. You see me in the club, right? Everybody getting big witty.
Big witty.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We gotta show y'all how to do some dance, man.
Get big, 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 get big
What up, it's your boy Cardi. Yeah, when I'm in the DMV, always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online. Hey, yo, Lush, let's show them what time it is, babe. You already know.
Yo, this is your boy Chubb Rock. And definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Getting money, nah. I'm getting money, Quan. You getting money, Quan? I'm getting money, nah. You whipping whips, nah. Man, I'm whipping whips, Quan. You whipping whips, Quan? I'm whipping whips, nah.
You might see me creeping in the pretty car, or balling at the city bar, or pimping on the pretty bra. But seeing me broke, that's pretty hard. From a meal, I ain't really far. A hate is what you really are. Now miss me with that shit, cause I won't miss. I let this millet bar. Chevy riding high, homie. Half an hour drove on me. And I'm so deleting, cause my charm take a toll on me. Boy, we born to get bread, and bread to be bossed. And if you fuck with that bread, then that lady get tossed. And man, I should've been a dentist in this way that I floss. Laughing at lames and claim they thuggin', and they thuggin' out all. Boy, I ball, and y'all busters on y'all POK slow. Mad, cause mine on payroll, and he do as I say so. Lawyers got the best of them, cases I ain't stressing them. Beat them like Ike, pay off and lay off the rest of them. With a blunt full of the best herb and thrown on chill. I'm like, fuck what you heard, man, it's still ill. We
getting money, nah. I'm getting money, Quan. You getting money, Quan? I'm getting money, nah. You whipping whips, nah. Man, I'm whipping whips, Quan. You whipping whips, Quan? I'm whipping whips, nah. You getting money, nah. I'm getting money, Quan. You getting money, Quan? I'm getting money, nah. You whipping whips, nah. Man, I'm whipping whips, Quan. You whipping whips, Quan? I'm whipping whips, nah.
One of my hoes told me I'm too cocky. Said it's all in my walk. I told her blame it on my third leg. It ain't my fault. See, I was blessed with a pimp gene, and that's why I lean. And if it ain't that, then it's the Mac teen in my jeans. She said my attitude was shitty, and I needed a change. So I traded her for a new bitty that's better with brain. That's quicker to kiss on me before she sucking the teeth. That can touch the back of her neck with both of her feet. I hate her ass, man. How the fuck I floss like I do? I told him if hating was money, you could do it too. Niggas standing on the corner, they pissed and gritting on me, cause my whip too pretty, make they chick look ugly. And my chain touch my knees, charm look like a trophy. And the feds can't hurt me, cause my dough ain't dirty. And my mama got insurance with that big money on me. So if I die, my son'll come up and shine for me.
You getting money, nah. I'm getting money, Quan. You getting money, Quan. I'm getting money, nah. You whipping whips, nah. Man, I'm whipping whips, Quan. You whipping whips, Quan. I'm whipping whips, nah. You getting money, nah. I'm getting money, Quan. You getting money, Quan. I'm getting money, nah. You whipping whips, nah. Man, I'm whipping whips, Quan. You whipping whips, Quan. I'm whipping whips, nah.
Yeah, I be spinning in something sporty. Model chick with the Yorkie. The fifth mag and a fender bag. Yep, she's toting for me. So no for surely Quan get it for his homes. These hands done seen more rocks than a Flintstone. I rose from the dead, daddy. I deserve it. Heavy Chevy, Hugh Blue like the Tissel Smurf fit. See, I came from the era Kane. Pin tees and jeans to the parts of the plane where you drink shots free. This frozen fluid on my body, boy, that start with a V. And the rims on that V the same age as me. Red forces on the red carpet, fitted on lean. Valet, get the car and park it, hold my keys. In Miami at the club mansion, blowing on green. Riding in some of the hottest shit my city done seen. Clean, riding through the hood, soaring in something foreign. My junior jeweled up in his Jordans and Ralph Lauren.
You getting money, nah. I'm getting money, Quan. You getting money, Quan. I'm getting money, nah. You whipping whips, nah. Man, I'm whipping whips, Quan. You whipping whips, Quan. I'm whipping whips, nah. You getting money, nah. I'm getting money, Quan. You getting money, Quan. I'm getting money, nah. You whipping whips, nah. Man, I'm whipping whips, Quan. You whipping whips, Quan. I'm whipping whips, nah.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Act Fool, a.k.a. Captain Rabbit Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And when I'm in the DMV, I always show love to my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
Yeah. Yeah. What's crackalacking, my people? It's your girl, Lush. Lush live in the building. And you already know what it is, man. I'm giving you nothing but new music. We got to thank Lil Fifth for coming through yesterday. Also, we got to remember 9/11 today. Today was a tragic day. I want y'all to call in and tell us how you felt when, you know what I'm saying, that day came. You know what I'm saying, the Twin Towers, the Pentagon and everything, you know what I'm saying. Remembering 9/11, you know what I'm saying. We definitely, you know, gave a moment of silence, you know what I'm saying, to remember those who were fallen, you know, real talk. You know, so we're going to do Make It or Break It. It's open mic for the poets out here and Freestyle Friday. You know how we do, and we do that Make It or Break It. You already know what it is, man. I got new music for your man, Lil Flip. You know what I'm saying? I got some other Jay-Z joints, you know what I mean? And I got my joints from your man, Ren Dog, Renesee in the building. And, you know, I got some other joints in here, man, so... You know, hey, you already know what it is, man. But I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone line and see what's crackalacking. What's up, pimp?
Hello there.
How you doing?
Howdy.
Howdy doody. Howdy doody time.
You know, I can't call it like three alcoholics. Just trying to stay on top of it like a skateboard.
I feel you, pimping, man. You know what I'm saying? So, Ren, man, how you feel about, you know, it's 9/11, man, you know, like, this is a serious day, man. Where were you at when the planes hit? Or supposedly planes hit, you know what I'm saying? People don't get at me, but I am about stuff, you know what I'm saying? Supposedly the planes hit,
I mean, you know, I was in the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying? Just had got to the studio. We was about to get in the grind, me and my collaboration partner, Ed, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, all of a sudden, all these news flashes on TV started to occur. So it was, you know, it was one of them days.
Yeah, man, you know, you didn't by chance have anybody that you knew that, you know, was in that situation or anything like that, you know, God forbid.
Yeah, fortunately, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Because it would have certainly been a tragic loss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, I don't know, man. It's the eighth year?
Yeah.
Man, you know, to those who have lost their lives, man, you know. You know, I just put a prayer in the air for their families. You know what I'm saying? Because death is something I know you never really get over it completely. So especially when it has to do with murder and people who lost their lives at an early age.
And that's real talk right there. You ain't lying about that one. I mean, man, you know what I'm saying? To lose your family like that, you know, a lot of people were scarred and a lot of man, it was just. It's real terrible, you know.
Yeah.
They have to go through a situation like that. When the Twin Towers hit, I was still in the military. I came back home, and I'm like, dang, we going to war. We going to war like shit. I said, shit.
Man.
I said, I wasn't expecting this. I said, damn, we going to war.
I was like, when it happened, and they started talking about war, I was like, damn, they going to war.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, it ain't like.
I was like, y'all going to war, man, you know? And the words of Stickman, and they wasn't aiming at me, not at my house. They got the World Trade, the Pentagon, and almost got the White House, man. Everybody walk around patriotic. Are we going to fight for this freedom when we ain't got it? Yeah. I mean, you know.
Man, it's you know my views on that whole situation. See, you know, look, other people
if you were affiliated with the military, if you had been affiliated with the military prior to the 9/11 situation, you know, you just happened to get swooped up in it. You know what I'm saying? So
I happen to get, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, it's going to be some chill stuff. And then, you know, eventually, you know, the units get called up to go out there. And I'm like, wow, are you serious? Everybody had to be trained to do some convoy escorting and stuff. And the crazy thing about it, right, when they briefing everybody, telling everybody about these whole freaking biological weapons people, there was no biological weapons over there. So therefore, you ask yourself, really, what was the whole purpose? And many people lost their lives, you know what I'm saying? And the whole 9/11 thing, y'all heard my prior show before about how I felt about that, because we already know, when you see in the angle of how those pipes was kind of like angled and sliced a little bit, but yet the people in there said that they heard, you know what I'm saying, explosions, you know, from underneath them. So, you know, hey, you know, in my mindset, it was a whole nother story, but that's to each his own. But, hey, if you really look into it, where was the black box and why did the FBI run over there and change the cameras when it hit the Pentagon? Where's the evidence of the plane? But you already know how the government does. You know how they always use us as experiments in order for them to start stuff. But anyway, you know, we still remember these people from 9/11, you know?
No doubt. To the innocent people whose lives were claimed as a result of that. You know what I mean? Whether it was motivated by somebody's selfishness or whatever the case may be, man, it was innocent lives at stake that were lost, and you know what I'm saying? That right there can never be repaired for those family members who lost those people. So, you know, my blessings go out to you people, man, and man, regardless of anybody's personal feelings about the war, the whole Bush. In the words of, I ain't even going to quote nobody, but you know what I'm saying, and regardless to, you know, anybody's personal feelings toward the war, you know what I'm saying, you know, all I could do is really focus on those people who lost their lives and how the families were affected, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not going to have nothing really positive to say about the motivation behind the war.
I'm kind of angry because, you know, this whole war, the whole situation behind the 9/11 and the whole war, I mean, I lost some battle buddies, so that's why I'm kind of like pissed in my own way. That's why I'm sitting here like, you know, for all those soldiers out there, those innocent soldiers that were sent on a massacre out there to go over there and go and fight, you know what I'm saying, you know, somebody else's fight, my heart goes out to those families. But those people that died in 9/11 and Ground Zero at the Twin Towers, all those workers that was there that had families to go home to, my heart goes out to them and my prayers go out to those families. And, you know, the people that were at the Pentagon, you know, because, you know, I had children actually at the time and people that their parents were at the Pentagon. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I definitely, you know, my heart goes out to, you know, those people that were at the Pentagon, you know, and went through that whole situation, man, you know, and God bless you guys for real, man, you know, and the family, so, you know, staying strong and, you know, trying to, you know, move on, you know, throughout that situation, you know, honestly.
So on a side note, Lush, I do want to tell you I'm going to be hanging with you, but there may be some there may be some interruptions on my end, so you may hear me silence myself out for a minute. I got a couple of repair people coming over to fix some technical things over here, you know, like my computer. So you might hear me silence myself out for a split second, but I'll be right back. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that. You got to have your computer working. You know, that's you know, the people in the entertainment business, the one thing that you can't live without is your computer and your cell phone or whatever phone service you got. The thing that we can't live without when we dealing with this entertainment business, man. You ought to know what it is, man.
Can't live without my radio. Da-da-da.
So we can't we can't live, you know, like y'all DJs, y'all can't live without y'all Serato and all that, man. You know how y'all do with y'all stuff. So, you know, it's the same thing for us, man. My computer go down, I feel naked. You know.
Man, who are you telling?
When our computer go down, we can't Twitter, we can't do nothing. Dang.
Exactly.
But we're going to go ahead and more music. We're going to come right back. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and play Off That, you know what I'm saying, with Drake and Jay-Z, and we're going to be back in a quick second with my man, Ren Sheezy.
Ren Sheezy.
We're going to get into you already know what it is.
Welcome to the future. Blue, three, hey, come here. Find me a nice, soft place to land. Forward. Hold up, I'm just a runway show, but I wait until my plane is my runway clothes. Cashmere sweat, they come out next year, but these my last year's sweat. And my hoes so sick, your new chick can't fuck with my old bitch. And you know this shit, I'm professional, they know this shit. I just may let you borrow this, this the blueprint, nigga, follow this. This what tomorrow is. Welcome to tomorrow, bitch.
Whatever you about to discover, we all bet. You about to tell her you love her, we all bet. Always wanna fight in a club, and we all bet. But you can't bring your future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all bet. Overtime clothes and change, we all bet. Niggas still making it rain, and we all bet. But you can't bring your future back.
Tell them niggas get off me.
Chris, we all bet. Tim's, we all bet. Friends, we all bet.
Yeah, we all bet. Is you still on that? And we still making money, cause we still on that. Say black versus white, my nigga, we all bet. Tell Bill O'Reilly to fall back. Tell Rush Limbaugh to get off my balls. In 2010, I 1864. Yeah, we come so far. So I drive around town, hard top and it's all. In my Tribeca love with my highbrow. In my high yellow bra. In my dark skin sense. And my best white mate. Say what's up to Chris. How's that for a mix? Got a black president. Got green president. Blueprints in my white eye. Hard black diamonds in my Jesus piece. My God.
Whatever you about to discover, we all bet. You about to tell her you love her, we all bet. Always wanna fight in a club, and we all bet. But you can't bring that future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all bet. Overtime clothes and change, we all bet. Niggas still making it rain, and we all bet. But you can't bring the future back.
Tell them niggas get off me.
Chris, we all bet. Tim's, we all bet. Friends, we all bet.
Yeah, we all bet. And you still on that. And you still making money, cause you still on that. I don't give a fit up, if it out the way that you used to move, what you used to do. And I don't give a fit up, if it out the bitches that you used to screw, what your future do. And we don't really care what you used to say, unless that affects your future pay. I'm on the practice field running 2 a day, so I don't drop the ball when it's through my way. So I don't give a fit up, if it out the shit that you probably did, who you probably is. The only time I feel in past tense, cause I'm past friends and I'm past tense. If you driving it, I drove it. You got it, cause I sold it. You copped it, I bought it back. And we don't give a fit up, nigga, we off that.
Whatever you about to discover, we all bet. You about to tell her you love her, we all bet. Always wanna fight in a club, and we all bet. But you can't bring your future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all bet. Overtime clothes and change, we all bet. Niggas still making it rain, and we all bet. But you can't bring your future back.
Tell them niggas get off me.
Chris, we all bet. Tim's, we all bet. Friends, we all bet.
Yeah, we all bet. Is you still on that? And we still making money, cause we still on that.
I like beans. I like all kinds of beans. I like pinto beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and they make me fart, or I eat beans and sometimes do-do, but I eat beans. I like Mexican beans, I love American beans, I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.
Do you like beans? Yo, it's your girl, Lexi, that's live in the building. It's Friday, follow Fridays. I know y'all got y'all paychecks. Y'all going to get your hair done, your nails done, going to the club. I know what you're doing, man. Make sure you save some money. Make sure you pay yourself. Even if it's $10, $20, put it to your side. You know what I'm saying? Take your money out for your ties or whatever you're going to do. But make sure you pay yourself at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Start saving up some money because you never know if there's going to be a rainy day. You already know what it is, man. Yeah, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about that, Renacy, about, you know, paying yourself out of your paycheck or whatever you're making?
I mean that's in my common practice right now. That is what I do. Yeah. You know, as an entrepreneur, you have to put money aside for that rainy day because there will be a rainy day. There will be a rainy day. No, everybody experiences rainy days.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And, you know, due to the way that, you know, the economy is, and even before that, you know, as a people, we need to start, you know, we never know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It might be that day where you really, really have an emergency and you really need to have that money right there. So, you know, I honestly believe that people, we need to start, like, saving a little bit of money. Like, if you get your paycheck, say you get, even if you got $200 and you got to pay a bill, right? Take $10 out of that joint. Put it in your savings account. $10 or $5. It starts accumulating, you know. So, you know, try to start putting, you know, some money to the side to definitely, you know, support yourself, man. Because at the end of the day, you don't know what's going to happen. You know,
yeah,
the world.
That's just forward thinking. You know what I'm saying? Forward thinking is budgeting and putting something up, putting an egg in the nest. For a rainy day, you know what I'm saying?
I definitely feel the word of the day is budgeting, man, for real. Cause you know how we ladies like to do. We want to go shopping, get that Gucci bag, get that Coach bag, and then at the end of the day, you like, I'm broke, man. I can't even go get these groceries. I can't even get lunch for work. But you know what? Why? Because what did you do? You spent it on that Gucci bag.
Yeah.
You know. Like, come on, man. When you look at that Gucci bag, you look at where your money went to. And we need to start separating our needs from our wants. You know, a lot of us, we go into the store and we like, especially when you go to Walmart, because you assume psychologically everything is cheap, you know. And you go on Walmart and you end up buying the whole store and you're like, where did $300 come from? I only came here to cut some detergent, you know.
You know.
We do too much compulsive shopping, man. We need to slow it down for real, and get what we actually need at that time, you know. Because actually, you can get the other stuff on the next day. You know, you don't have to buy anything that day, you know. So definitely,
yeah.
we need to chill out when it comes to that, you know. And the other thing, you know, like I said, budgeting. We got a budget. You know, and you know, try to break down your finances. Right now, if in regards to cell phones and stuff, they're not paying me to say this, but I mean, Cricket is out there because you know we all know Sprint be having them hidden charges and stuff, and your bill ends up being $300 to $400 every month, and you like, what the hell happened? You know, and then they like, well, it's some outside charges for these ringtones and this, that, and the third, and you like, hold up, you can't cancel that? No, you got to call them and cancel it. What? You know, so Sprint is up. This is no good. So we got Cricket out here, you know, and, you know, I haven't had any complaints yet in regards to Cricket, but they're expanding their network. But, you know, Cricket is like $35 unlimited. It's like a house phone.
And like you, I don't want to endorse the company like I work for them, but, you know, the West Coast and down south version of Cricket is Metro PCS. So flat rate. Get you a phone on, you know what I'm saying, and, man, get it cracking, you know. You don't incur no extra charges, no, you know, going over your minutes and all of that, man. You know?
That's real.
Forward thinking, y'all. Forward thinking.
Y'all definitely need to go ahead and, you know, get that, either that Cricket or Metro PCS, you know what I'm saying? Because we trying to really economize nowadays, man. It's not a game out here, man. People are definitely out here, you know, struggling and stuff. And, I mean, it's not funny, you know what I mean? Everybody is close to, like, one paycheck away from being homeless.
I mean, for real. For real.
You know, for real. We gotta, you know, keep it tight. You know what I'm saying? Keep it tight. We gotta keep it together, cause you know we gotta look forward to that next day. You know what I mean? So, in regards to, like, you know, dealing with meals like every single day. You know how a lot of people pay for lunch and stuff when they go to work or day 9 to 5 and stuff like that. You know, what are some of the suggestions you think, you know, people should do? Because if they accumulate and budget out how much they spend, they're spending over, like, $150 or $50 a week just to eat for lunch.
I don't mean to be abrupt, but I have to silence myself for a minute. My door is ringing, so I'll be back.
So he silenced himself for a minute, but like I said, in regards to, like, you know, when it comes to basically, you know, coming on and basically going to work, I think that you should bring your lunch. Either bring your lunch and, you know, get some sandwiches and stuff like that. It'll save you money, you know, because the times are hard. I mean, everybody's going through it, you know, and you definitely want to be able to hold yourself down, you know, out here. So definitely, you know what I'm saying, you guys need to definitely, you know, try to save your money as much as possible. And you know what? We're going to go ahead and go to some more music like we always do. So we're going to go ahead and give y'all some music. And we're going to come back. But I'm feeling kind of like, you know what I'm saying, some ghetto techno with my ghetto ass. Yeah, I know what it is.
I'm going to give y'all ghetto techno. 5 seconds to call your waitresses. Get your Patron, get your ice bucket, get your little shaker. Get it together. We going in tonight. You on that 8. Get ready to spray the club. Yeah. You going to need an umbrella tonight. Come on. We going in. Come on. 5. Come on. 4. Come on, 3, 2, 1. We make some control with champagne. Washing away got sorrow, cause we don't wanna feel the campaign. I hope I'm hungover tomorrow, cause I don't wanna feel the campaign. No, I don't wanna feel the campaign. No. Now everybody throw a shot back, shot back, shot back. Erase your empty shot glass, shot glass, shot back. Five more shots than pop had. Coming out of my paws, peep the word coming out of my mouth. Ball harder than me, not in my house. Y'all not in my league. So when I come in the club, get them out of my seat. Blank checks at my bank cash. Black cards, and you already know what the name says. You can call me H-O-V-I to the E. H-O-V. I bust like mass transit, and y'all fake bust like Pamela Anderson. I ball like an NBA owner. You might wanna, wanna throw a shot back, shot back, shot back. Raise your empty shot glass, shot glass, shot glass. Five more shots than pop had, pop had, pop had. Four shot out for pop and pop up and pop and. We mix bring it back with champagne. Washing away got sorrow, cause we don't wanna feel the campaign. I hope I'm hungover tomorrow, cause I don't wanna feel the campaign. No, I don't wanna feel the campaign. No, now everybody throw a shot.
show and be shot glad, shot glad, shot glad. Survive more shots than pop had, pop had, pop had. Four shot out for pop and pop up and pop and
hold up,
bring it back. Black diamonds in my neck glow. Light bouncing on my chain like a disco. Got me back to the old me. I'm in the club getting bucket after bucket like Kobe. It's a cuss, IMC. I bring models to the table like IMG. Honey's white, but she can't flag. Had to ask Lil Bro, how'd you dance like that? Me, I'm doing me, I'm just going hard. Got a table full of apes like a deck of cards. Spins rolling green up. We got one up, looking like a Lil Wilhelmina. But I ain't doing nothing I can get back. I know how the club wanna Twitter that. Tweet, tweet, I smell a bird in the rap. But I ain't doing nothing but throw a shot back, shot back, shot back. Erase your empty shot glass, shot glass.
About that ghetto techno, you already know what it is. Your girl, she loves live in the building, giving you nothing but that ear crack, you know what I'm saying? Scenario, scenario, child conquest, you already know what it is, man. This is an old school take back, take that, take that, take that back.
Well, what do you know? The dead dog is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred. No time for move faking. Got to get the loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow. But we've been known to do the impossible like Wordway Joe. So sleep if you want, like we will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Start ducking handsome, bust a nut inside your eye. To show you where I come from, I'm vexed. Human, I've had it up to here. My days of paying dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there, yeah. The border, go get a taco, I see record from the jump street, meaning from the get-go, sit back, relax, and let yourself go, don't sweat what you heard, I act like you know, yes, yes, y'all,
yes, y'all,
who got the vibe, it's the tribe, y'all,
tribe,
real live, y'all,
live, y'all,
inside, outside, come around,
who's that,
brown, some may I say, call me Charlie, the word is the herb, and I'm deep like Bob Marley, lay back on the payback, see Bob rotate the gate,
contact,
can I get a hit,
hit,
with a brother named Tip, and we're ready to flip. East Coast stomping, ripping and romping. New York, North Carolina, and Compton. Check it, check it, check it out. The loop for the two more bounds to the ounce. And wow, how now, brown cow. We're ill till the skill gets down. For the flex, next, it's a textbook old to the new, but the rest are doo doo. From radio to the video to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario?
I heard you rush and rush and attack. Then they rebuked and you had to smack. Call them
rambunction. Throughout the sphere, raise the levels of the boom inside the air.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact, boom, from the cannon. Not bragging, try to reap a mind. Just imagine, both cast you, there is necessary. When taken into my library, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I did, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Take a little George with the pants are sagging. Try to tip the dish, I will put you in a turban. And have it smell it right like the most stale urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear cock diesel, my cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the buster, buster, down the round, the rhythm is instinct. About the whole town, tripping up the sound just like a ratio. Yo, I'm served the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah,
yo,
my man.
Get into you.
Yeah. Your girl, let you let live in the building. You already know what it is, man. We give you nothing but the egg. You already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, it's all about budgeting, man, this weekend, remembering 9/11, man. It's Saturday's going down. You know, I'm going to go get my hair done and all that jazz, man. Going to get my hair done. You know, I already got the feet and the nails done. So, you know, I got to get the hair done, get my lashes done, get it cracking. Because, you know, that's how I jizzle, you know, all day, every day, man. Shout out to all my cats that was on Ustream, your man. Your man, Trey Songz got the whole Ready album, and, you know, the girls is loving him. You know, he is doing his thing on Ustream. Y'all need to utilize these tools they have, like Ustream and Tiny Chat and all that stuff, you know, so people can, you know, get one-on-one with you. There's a new artist out here, and she's wonderful. I think it's something Presley, but, she's hot. She has this new song called Dollhouse, and she actually got signed, you know, going using YouTube, you know, basically, you know, getting hits and, you know, tagging, you know, other songs, other artist songs, adding acoustics to it and doing it. She sounds like a mix of India Ari and, like, Rihanna, but she's hot, you know, and she definitely has a wonderful voice, definitely doing her thing, so shout out to her. And we're definitely getting it in this Friday, you know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, shout out all them hard workers working those 9-to-5s and those single mothers out there, you know, getting it in, you know. And shout out to all them cats that work, watch America's Dance Crew and everything, you know, because I definitely watch that joint, you know, because it's definitely hot to me. But, you know, we got to go ahead and, you know, play some Whitney real quick. You know, for y'all, and get it cracking, you know. But you know what? Before we play with me, I'm going to play Can't Let Go with Shoni and Fabulous. You already know what it is. I don't know why it's tripping today, but it seems like, you know, my switchboard want to start acting stupid. What's going on with that ish? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, you know, Shoni is what they call the R&B princess, as they call her, you know, and she's definitely doing her thing. And, you know, we definitely, you know, love what she's doing out there with her music. And she got the song I Can't Let Go with Fabulous. You know, so that's definitely a hot one. You know, so you definitely need to support that whole movement. I don't know what's going on with the switchboard today, but it's definitely tripping. You know, it was working all of a sudden. Now I want to act crazy. What's going on with the switchboard? What's going on with the switchboard? It's acting crazy, like it doesn't want to work for me today. Is it tripping? Come on, switchboard. Come on and work for me. You know? Why is the switchboard acting up, people? Why is it acting stupid on a Friday when the cat want a party? You know what I'm saying? What's going on? I think it's tripping. But it's not trying to let me play no damn music. What is going on with our switchboard today? Is it tripping? Is it tripping? Is Blog Talk Radio having a meltdown today? Because apparently it's not playing any music. But I do have some new music today, you know. If it will allow me to play it. You know, but anyway, you know, what's up with this pastor out here that wants to kill Obama, man? That's like crazy, like you're a pastor and you're a Baptist, you know, pastor at that, you know? You want to kill Obama, like that's crazy. Like who says stuff like that? Who says they want to kill Obama? Like, that's really like trifling. Why do you want to kill Obama? What did he do to you? What did Obama do to you? Why do you want to kill him? What's really going on? You know what I'm saying? People are bugging, you know? But I don't know what's going on with my switchboard, but it's tripping. I'm trying to have, you know, some cats is going to call in, but, man, I don't know. Switchboard is bugging today. What's really going on, Blog Talk Radio? Are you tripping on me today? Because that's, like, not cool if you're tripping on me. My switchboard is definitely bugging out, people. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties, but my switchboard is bugging out on me. It is not trying to work. It won't let me play any music. It keeps flipping back and forth. Will it play now? Will it play for me? Will it play for me? It doesn't seem like it wants to play. It's doing this jumpy thing again. What is that? Ooh. You need technical services over here. You won't let me play anything. Okay, now. I think Blog Talk Radio is tripping today, so I don't know. I don't know. Nothing's playing. Why? Why? Just another sad love song. Look in my brain like crazy. This is crazy shit. This shit is not working. Blog Talk, I'm going to beat the mess out y'all. Psych, I'm playing. But, man, what's going on, man? Switchboard is acting real stupid right now. But you know what? Killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly. With his song, I felt all flushed with fever in that entire crowd. I got to come. I can't play my music on the switchboard. This is crazy. But you know what? I love y'all, and I'm sorry that it's not working right now. But you know what? It is what it is. It is what it is. But guess what? Check this out. I love y'all. And I'm going to check this out. Check this out. Check this out. Check it. Check it. My mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. I don't even care what you going to do. All up in the game. You know what? I'm just going to cancel this part of the show. Because you know what? This joint is tripping.